Unit 2, Part 2, Time and Appointments. Dialogue 1.
Dr. Brown's office. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is John Smith. I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Brown. What time do you think is best for me to see him?
Okay, let's see. Dr. Brown is available only on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday would be better for me. Dialogue 2.
Hey, you are behind time again.
Are you kidding? I'm just on time. Look at my watch. It's 10 sharp now.
Do you think your watch is right?
You bet. I've just set my watch by the radio time signal. Dialogue 3.
Professor Wong, I'm sorry I won't be able to see you this afternoon. I've got a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
I wonder if I could postpone my appointment till some other time?
No problem. Take good care of yourself.
I will, thank you.
Dialogue 4.
Oh, hello, John. Does your watch keep good time?
Not really. In fact, it's sometimes 5 minutes slow, so I usually have to start out 5 minutes earlier.
How is the time now?
Oh, never fear. We have plenty of time.
We'd better rush now. You know, I'd like to be earlier than the appointed time. Early birds always get the worms.
Dialogue 5.
Jack, I'm sorry. I have kept you waiting for so long.
Rose, here you are. But why did you take so long to get here? Is there heavy traffic?
Something came up on the way. A jaywalker was killed in a horrible car accident. The road was closed, so I had to turn right to take another road.
It's understandable. Exercise.
1. I'm sorry, but I forgot our appointed time.
2. Buses leave for Qingdao for every 2 hours.
3. I'll come on time.
4. It takes roughly 2 hours.
5. My friend is a very punctual man.
6. You are really an early bird.
7. That clock is always off. It's 6:15 now.
8. He never asks for leave.
9. Does your watch keep good time?
10. I always set my alarm clock 5 minutes fast.
11. I've just set my watch by the radio time signal.
12. It's 5 o'clock sharp.
13. Now we use the summer time.
14. My watch is out of order.
15. It's 8:15.